dig this.
Jumpin' 6 a.m. why not 6-5 stay bumpin', cause that trio knows how to get down. Catch him outside the huddle with Sheldon Brown, cause she'll bring heat like Cole Hamels on the mound. There's no other station that you can choose, dude, who can resist that stupid news? GOG and Injustice, how could you lose, man? Tell your whole crew, listen for 2 hours of dance with P1's too. CEO kids, hit them up with a donation, but don't talk about the other station. Don't be stressing, my dude, hit up the F2 line. Say whatever, justice or bleep it out, that's fine. CEO gets a try, stay wild like 965. 8 to 10 a.m. when they get done, cause I'm a P1, I'm a P1.
Jam the frequencies of every radio station with nothing but
pure, unadulterated stupidity.
Stand by to broadcast.
Yes, sir.
Get ready, Philly. Here it comes. Fasten your seatbelts. Now, Wired 96.5's Geo in the Morning.
Salutations to you and yours. It is the Chio in the Morning Show. 6:12. Wednesday, January 2nd, 2008. Happy New Year. Cloudy today. Maybe a little snow flurry here and there. No big deal. A little chilly, though. 35 for the high. It is 30 right now. And I guess this is a good sign, my friends, that we are back on the radio. A lot of DJs don't come back after holiday break. It's a radio tradition. They pop you out. You think you're going on vacation and you're out of here.
Tell me about it.
So we are back. Damn, it's been like forever. I got a good vacation package. I must say that. Good morning. Good morning, Clash.
Good morning.
All right, let's go around the room. Justice, how you been? How you doing? Did you have a good holiday? New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, all that good stuff?
Yeah, well, I went to the Roxy. Roxy was slamming for New Year's. Had a good time.
I'm still recovering. Can you tell by my voice?
Yes.
I heard you went out after the Roxy?
Did you go somewhere else? Christine and I didn't go get home until 5 a.m. in the morning.
Wow. Where'd you go after that? Did you close it down? Did you close the Roxy down?
How crazy is this? So, Christine and I, over the holiday break, both got pulled over for DUI checkpoints. And we both just started getting scared. So, we're like, we're going to start taking cabs home, even if we just have one drink. And so, we were looking for a cab, and we ended up just walking down Delaware Avenue. And right next to Delilah's, there's that club Z Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And it was still open, and they were staying open until 4 a.m. So, we went in there and just continued partying.
Time out. That is not the safest
thing
to do at 2 o'clock in the morning. Remember, we're in Philadelphia.
We're
in Philadelphia.
But we could not get a cab for the life of us.
I could have told you
that. So next thing you know... Yeah, but how does like Philadelphia, a huge city, tell people don't drink and drive, take a cab home, and for the life of you, on Delaware Avenue, you cannot find a cab anywhere.
We tried to call a cab at 8 o'clock to say, okay, could you pick us up at 1 o'clock? And they laughed at us. They were like,
That is not the safest thing to do. Two girls by themselves. If you're with Finn or a couple guys.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. You know what I'm saying?
Those are two tiny girls you and Christine. Yeah.
We could have been the first murderers of Philadelphia, yes.
All right. So, you had a good break, man?
Yeah, I went to New York.
I know mom is sick, right? Grandma, I mean.
Yeah, I went to see mom, who's she's going in for chemo next week. And grandma gets out of the hospital tomorrow, hopefully, if everything goes well. Went up to see them, spent the holidays with them. Got to see my brother and check out his new restaurant and.
Cool.
How that was going down. So it was good to get back home and kind of get a little, I don't know, it's kind of, I guess it kind of grounds you again, kind of go back home and kind of like regroup, get your stuff back together, yeah. And then, you know, come back to Philly and get everything else.
Gian, how about you? We had dinner once. We saw, well, we were hanging out New Year's Eve, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not hanging out. It was packed. It was crazy.
How
was your holiday? Pretty good. I can't wait to get the update with Gian and Finn.
Yes.
Just to recap.
Ooh.
Finn, the boyfriend, went to San Diego for the break, Christmas break, and Finn met the parents for the first time.
Yes.
So I can't wait to get that recap.
And pictures of him in a kimono.
You had a good break?
Yeah, it was great. Relaxing and had a good time, so awesome. I'll give you the recap soon.
Also, we're going to get give you the update on Justice as the countdown is on with the whole boxing thing. Against Danny Bonaducci. My goal today is Justice needs a nickname. All boxers have like a nickname. You know, like
do they?
The Magic Man, Antonio Tava.
Oscar De La Hoya? What's his?
A Pretty Boy.
Pretty Boy. No, wait. Is that Oscar De La Hoya?
That's
Mayweather.
Mayweather.
Yeah. What
is that? I forgot what he might have been Pretty Boy too.
Really? Floyd Mayweather's got a couple.
Hold on, white trash Matt just walked in.
That's a boxing
fan. Golden Boy.
Oh, Golden Boy.
That's what
Pretty
it was.
Pretty Boy.
Yeah.
Got it back.
Thank you, Matthew.
Golden Boy.
Golden Boy. He just can't be Justice Sheeman.
I'm not using my. I don't want to keep putting my real name out. I don't want to use that for the
fight. You got to be like I don't know, back in the day.
Like Temper Boy or something.
I like the introduction of like, you know.
Temper Boy. I love that.
Wow. Well.
Here's Justice. Trouble follows me everywhere. .com. Justice the troublemaker. I know we're joking, but he needs, like, I know back in the day when I was a kid, you know, there was like Bone Crusher Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
Terrible Tim Witherspoon.
Yeah, there you go.
Iron Mike Tyson.
There you go. You know?
Get them all.
So, later.
Evander the real deal, Holyfield.
we need a name. We need, Justice needs like a nickname. So I'm gonna depend on you, the listener, to help us out. So those are a couple things going on today. The first celebrity drama report of 2008.
Ooh.
Coming up. What do you got?
Kim Kardashian is engaged, guys. I know it's bad news for you guys. Where did the celebrity spend New Year's Eve? I'll tell you all about it next in my celebrity drama on Chio in the Morning.
Also, one more thing. I had one of the greatest days of my entire life during the winter break. During the Christmas break. Gian, what's the smirk on your face? You think it's a what? What?
It just seems like it's a joke.
It's not a joke.
When I took credit for the Wii from Santa, greatest day of my life.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
No.
Justin was so happy that it was me and not Santa.
I got to update you guys on that, too. The Wii was like a grand slam, by the way. That's the greatest toy ever. But I had one of the greatest days of my life, and during the Christmas break, I'll tell you about that later on in the show. All right?
And now, the Chio in the Morning Mystery Movie. Mystery Movie.
What I really want is someone like you.
Think you know the Mystery Movie?
Yeah!
Call Chio now.
215-263-9650. And Jersey, 856-541-9650.
Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better. You can do anything you set your mind to, man.
Courtney, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
P1.
Courtney, by the way, you are our first caller of 2008.
That's right.
You don't get a prize or anything. But,
you guys, anyway. I love you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The prize closet, my prize sheet. For the first show, Little Light, I don't even have a sheet.
Well, the prize closet was destroyed. It's no longer a closet. It's like a conference room now.
look, guys, I'm just happy that, I'm the first,
All right. It's always good to be the first. Remember the first time you lost your virginity? You know what I'm saying?
You never forget it, right?
Hopefully it's a good experience.
Yeah, very.
All right, so what's up? You got a nickname for Justice. We need a boxing nickname for his big fight against Danny Bana douchebag.
Yeah, I was thinking that you could call him Justin the Real Stunner.
The Real Stunner.
The Real Stunner. Okay, you got to give me, what is the reasoning? Are you just throwing the name out there just to throw it, or?
I'm not throwing the name out there because if you listen to Justin, he's always stunning people,
He's always stunning.
Shocking people, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's always stunning people, so. He's a shocker.
I like that. That's what I wanted to know. Like, what is your, you're coming up with that? Are you just coming up with a name just to come up with a name? It flows good, or you have a story behind it? He's Justice the Shocker. I like that.
The Shocker.
The Stunner. I like that. It's very, very cool. Thank you very much, man.
Problem, man.
Have a happy new year, dude.
You too, man.
All right, later.
And now, the Chio in the Morning Mystery Movie. Mystery Movie.
What I really want is someone like you.
Think you know the Mystery Movie?
Yeah!
Call Chio now. 215-263-9650. And Jersey, 856-541-9650.
Carlos.
Yes, sir.
What's the answer, my friend?
Is it Groundhog Day?
Groundhog
Day. That's right.
Groundhog Day would be correct.
Body rolling round and round. Booty keep pumping, booty just bouncing
now
up and
some
down,
more.
Just like that.
Just do it some more.
Yes, just like that.
Girl, do it some more.
Now shake that, shake. Make me spin that cash.
Now do it some more.
Girl, just like that.
Just do it some more.
Yes, just like that.
Girl, do it some more.
Now shake that, shake that. Make me spin that cash.
You got me so hypnotized the way your body rolling round and round. That booty keep pumping, booty just bouncing up and
you
down.
You got me so hypnotized.
Celebrity drama. All the inside scoop and the hottest Hollywood gossip with GN on Chio in the Morning.
The beautiful, sexy Kim Kardashian is engaged. Sorry, guys, to break it to you. But to who? New Orleans Saints football player Reggie Bush.
Wow.
They're engaged. However, she wasn't wearing an engagement ring when she hosted a New Year's Eve party at Mansion in Miami. And she tells OK Magazine that one thing I did learn from 07 was to try and keep everything as private as possible. So I'm trying to hold that close to my heart, but I'm here with everybody that I love. So hopefully that will work out. Speaking of celebrities on New Year's Eve, Paris Hilton and Kevin Federline partied at Pure Nightclub. And then she was spotted getting very cozy with Brody Jenner at LAX Nightclub afterwards. And Chio, if you remember, he's the one that Lauren from The Hills is in love with.
Come on, GN. I know who Brody Jenner is. Slow down.
Oh boy.
Two words for you. His dad, Bruce Jenner.
Also connected somehow with Kim Kardashian, who got engaged.
Yep.
Misha Barton was not able to host.
They must have the same publicist.
Yeah. Misha Barton was not able to host the opening of Cat House Nightclub at the Luxor Hotel because, as you guys
know,
she's
too busy drinking.
Yes. She did get a DUI. And according to Page Six, Misha can't give interviews on the red carpet or deal with the press right now, so they told her she can't do the event. And looks like New York from I Love New York, she chose TaylorMade at the end of her show.
Oh, and the midget didn't win? What was his name?
Mini Mac?
What was it? Midget? I don't
know.
Wasn't
it Mini Mac or something like that? Or?
Yeah, he was the best part of that season.
Yeah, he was awesome.
They still are together. They're both spotted in Miami for New Year's Eve, and apparently they are engaged. Meanwhile, Tila Tequila has already broken up with her choice, Bobby. She had a choice between Bobby, the guy, or Danny, the girl. And she chose Bobby, and apparently he was upset that she didn't have enough time to see him. So, that was a shocker. She also announced that she was coming back for a second season of A Shot at Love. And Diddy is finally getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which I don't understand this, because Diddy, who should have gotten it years ago, and Ryan Seacrest has already gotten a star after, like, one American Idol show. Jamie Foxx and Mariah Carey are also finally getting their stars. They're three of the 23 celebrities who will be honored on January 11th. Diddy said, "I'm from Harlem, New York, so to get a star in Hollywood is just mind-blowing. You can get a lot of things, but when you see those stars on the ground, that's something I can't even say I've ever dreamed of. And to be getting recognized for it is definitely something I'm going to have my whole family out there for." Singer Brandy will be starting off the new year right. A year after her fatal car crash, if you guys remember, she killed one woman. Well, the car crash ended up killing one woman. The courts will not charge her of any criminal wrongdoing. Their investigation found insufficient evidence that the artist born Brandy Norwood was at fault. So she's being released for that. But she is has like $50 million worth of lawsuits filed by
the family,
yeah, because of the death. And your celebrity drama brought to you by McDonald's. Cinnamon melts at McDonald's are the best part of the cinnamon roll, and they go great with premium roast coffee, any size, still just 69 cents. Yummy McDonald's, I'm loving it. And coming up next in my celebrity drama, Hayden Panettiere has made it official on who she's dating. And I'm sorry, white trash Matt, it is not you. I'll tell you who she's dating in the 7 o'clock hour on Chio in the Morning.
Hi. You can dust it off and try again. Dust yourself off and try again. Try again. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two, step two, step two, what? Step two, step two, step two. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two. It is on. We are 17 days away from the big boxing match. Justice taking on TV reality star, radio star, Danny Bonaducci. That's going down on January 19th. You got all the information in front of you, Justice, how people can get tickets, etc. Also, by the way, if you go to wired965.com, click on the morning show page, the Chio in the Morning Show page. There's a link there. You'll see a picture of Bonaducci. There's a link there that takes you to Justice's website.
Right.
And you can follow along his training and things he's been doing in preparing for the match.
I even put a little video of our New Year's. It's like a minute video if you want to catch us all hammered drunk at the New Year's party. If you want tickets, right now, the only place to get tickets is Center Stage Tickets. You can give them a call. It's 1-800-677-8499. Hopefully today or tomorrow, I'll have a link on my site so you can buy the tickets straight online. But you can get tickets, Center Stage Tickets, 677-8499. It's going to be at the Marple Sports Arena January 19th. That's in Broomall, Pennsylvania, Danny Bonaducci's hometown. And the after party will be at Anthony's restaurant right down the street.
Now, I know he was born there,
mm-hmm.
but was he like really raised there, or he left when he was 5 years old? Do you know? I'm just curious.
No, he was, because remember, Olin, our general manager's husband, said he grew up actually playing with Danny Bonaducci. So he does have some strong roots here. I don't know how much of his fan base is still here. And then we were talking about that, how much of the actual arena will be rooting for me and how much will be actually rooting for him.
That's going to be interesting.
Is it going to be like a hometown welcome for him, or is it going to be more like people supporting me, or people who just want to see me get knocked out?
Vi Sickahama, NBC 10's sports anchor. Vi's going to, there's like six other matches.
Yeah, Frost, my roommate Frost is going to be fighting too.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. I have people that I haven't heard in a while hit me up on my celly. Yo, bro, I want to check out this match. It's going to be interesting. So how you doing, by the way? How's your weight loss? Where you at?
I'm down to 209 right now. I kind of
gained a little couple pounds.
I was down to 207, but I've started to gain muscle. I can actually see different muscles defining and stuff like that, which is cool because muscle weighs more than fat. And mm-hmm. I'm not really worried about losing weight. I want to get down to like 200 for the fight.
Okay.
But it's good to actually see the changes. I could feel a power change. Like I could feel my punches are a lot stronger. I'm a lot faster than I used to be. So everything's moving along, and I'm very pleased with the progress.
Okay, we need we need a nickname for Justice, so he can use when he gets introduced. If you want to help us out, what we're going to do today is we'll take calls throughout the morning, and we'll take like I don't know the top five names that. That come in, and we'll do a little web poll. All right, so if you have any good ideas, 215-263-9650, Jersey, 856-541-9650. Justice needs a nickname. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Yeah, P1.
P1?
P1? P1?
Yeah, I got a nickname for Justice for his fight.
All right, what you got?
His nickname should be
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That is awesome. I love it, Jason.
But that's all right, Justice. I still got your back. I think you got a chance. As long as Bonaducci forgets to take a steroid that day.
I got a chance.
I got to tell you, Jason, I was privileged to some information over the Christmas break. And it's not looking good for Justice, according to what this person told me. And I'll break it down on the radio later, but...
he must be taking double time steroids to get at Justice then, huh?
I don't know, but we'll get into that later on. Thank you, bro.
No problem.
Later.
Carlos. Yes, sir.
You got a nickname?
Yeah, I think it should be Justin Justified Fury.
Justify Fury?
Yes, ma'am.
And the reasoning behind that one?
Well, I think maybe because he can be so passionate about things, especially when he's arguing with GN, you know?
Okay. Justified.
Justified Fury.
All right, bro. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, dude.
All right.
Later. That's original. Never heard that before.
Mike.
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I was out in the work this morning. I heard you guys talking about a name for Justice, one of the nicknames, the boxing nicknames.
Yeah, he needs a boxer. Are you coming to the match, man?
You know what? This is the first time I've heard about this whole thing. I haven't been driving. I have a couple of vacation days off the past, you know, week or so. So I haven't heard much on the radio about what's going on. But I heard you guys wanted to pick a name for him. He's Boxed Bonaducci or something. So
yeah, what you got?
I'm thinking I'm using his last name, Justice. I don't know if that's his real name or whatever. But the middle name, I was thinking Vigilante. Like his name could be like Dave. I don't know what his first name is. Maybe like Dave the Vigilante Justice.
Well, Justice will be the first name. Justice, a.k.a. the Vigilante. I can see it now if I'm doing the mic.
That's hot.
Justin, give it up from the boogie down Bronx, weighing 195 pounds. Justice.
That's a hot name.
Hold on. Let me finish, bro. Justice, a.k.a. the Vigilante.
That's perfect.
And then I can hear it now. The booze will be roaring, baby.
What is a vigilante?
What is a vigilante?
Yeah. A vigilante is a person that you take the law into their own hands.
That is Justice. Wow.
So like somebody rapes you, I go and kill them. That's the vigilante justice. You know what I mean?
That's great. Yo, Mike, thanks, bro.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day. Happy New Year, everybody.
You too, man. Thanks.
Later. Geo.